This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
What's up, people? It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene Pearl. I don't know why I can't do that. It's like I have it memorized, and sometimes it's just
you might need a new out. Line.
You might need to say not say what's up, people.
Well, I don't say what's up, people, all the time.
No, that's true. Sometimes you say, but you didn't feel it.
The line is welcome back.
The line's been done, Pearl.
The line is welcome back to the Trim Healthy Podcast, or it's the Trim Healthy Podcast.
What if you say, it's the Trim Healthy Podcast, welcome back, like rearrange it?
You know? It's like disgusting.
I think the line needs to be reinvented.
I don't know. I think sometimes reinvention, I mean, there's a consistency and familiarity that people love.
Yeah, but you were the one that said you're done.
Welcome back to the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene Pearl, and I'm Danny Valdez, and we're so glad you tuned in today.
Dumb.
No, I liked it.
No, that's really like a nice. Normal podcast. Like one of those.
We ain't normal.
Yeah, that's like the podcast that people have like normal personalities.
All right. Here, I got you. What's up, fruitcakes? It's Serene Pearl and Danny, and you're listening to the coolest podcast on the internet. Why? Because we're as weird as you.
There we go.
Serene. That was great.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're not polished podcasters. There's two moms up in here who've stayed married.
Mm-hmm.
Weird. And there's a dad.
Yep.
Who
loves his wife and thinks she's gorgeous hot.
Yeah.
And that's so cool.
And he's trying to do it right.
That's exactly it. Two moms who stayed married and one dad trying to do it right. And we talk about health and marriage and
struggling through it, man.
And fun
things.
No, we ain't
struggling through nothing.
I mean,
we're
life
like
is struggle.
Joyfully walking. No, it is.
No,
not.
Dan,
sorry,
that's all the way you look at it. If you think life is I'm talking to the Dan.
Like fired.
You're not a person that thinks of life as struggle. You think of life as something to
you've rewritten your whole life.
Harness.
Here's the thing.
You're Quantum
though.
Dan.
Quantum Dan. I like that. I want that as a t-shirt.
But that's you, Dan.
It is.
You're faking this other moron that's negative.
No,
sorry.
I'm not faking the moron, and I know what that is. I get that. But life. It's okay. Life is struggle.
It has challenges.
No,
yes.
If you look at it as a struggle, you are glass half empty, and that's where I used to be.
Yeah.
If you look at it as promises for every problem, if you look at it as a life of wonder and awe and get through challenges, yes, and sometimes hard but beautiful and joyful.
Look, when I
then
played,
it's not a life of struggle.
When I played with baby dolls when I was young, boy, that was fun and that was joy. But sometimes when I was building the houses out of boxes and out of like chairs and out of all kinds of stuff, rearranging my parents' house and they hated it, I had to really huff and puff. And I'm telling you what, it was hard
work. Could you call it a struggle?
Do you remember sweating playing when you were young?
Yeah.
What, maybe struggling?
Struggling. But but the play was not a struggle. I didn't see playing a struggle. I saw playing as my joy, right?
Yeah.
But I was still huffing and puffing.
Yeah,
there are struggles in life, but life is not a struggle.
For every problem, there's a bigger promise. And a problem, this is what my friend, special friend who hasn't met me yet, Graham Cook, right? He's like the only one I fangirl over, besides from Jesus. Jesus is the biggest, right?
Yeah.
he says, he's like, you got a problem? You are so jolly blessed. Like, think of the promise that must be so huge that's tied to that problem.
And I'm right there.
And if he doesn't have a problem, he gets worried. He's like, hey, Lord, you remember me? You forgot me?
That's funny. Maybe we're in violent agreement. Because everything you're saying,
are.
I'm like, well, yeah.
Well, I know you, Dan. You just faked some weirdo before.
Hey,
I know,
before
I think
THM,
we're in violent,
would you,
violent would, agreement.
When you were in...
such a great line.
Yes.
We're in violent agreement.
When you were in Cockroach Casa,
yes.
Would you have said life is a struggle then?
Bro, you were so happy back then.
Oh, no, darling. Just let me answer him. I was happy and joyful because I liked being a mother in my home and stuff. But no, the way I viewed life, when people would ask me how you're doing, Pearl, I would never say good. That was not authentic. I would
wasn't
say,
I'm that girling yet.
No, I wasn't. But this is before I'm that girl. This was before. What if you could?
Yeah, this is pre mindset.
Yeah,
for
pre mindset change. I would say, I'm okay.
But it wasn't the poverty that made her.
No, it wasn't the poverty. It wasn't because we didn't have a lot of money. It was just because life was a struggle. All right, there are hard things in life, and so I'd always say, I think I'm doing okay. You know, we all go through stuff, things like that. Or, you know, I'm okay. Thanks for asking. Yeah, I mean, we're just, you know, I have kind of lack of sleep lately. I'd always find something to say that was hard because I wanted to be authentic and not be rah-rah drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Okay?
She's the biggest Kool-Aid drinker now.
Yeah. I drink She's the drunk. Kool-Aid because I'd rather live in the Kool-Aid of life is awesome than life is a struggle.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but before the cockroaches died, okay?
While they
in
lived.
The fire. No, like,
while they
the
yet
fire.
Lived.
Like they
okay,
tried everything.
If people are just tuning into this party, this is so weird for them.
Well, the whole opening of the party was we're two weird mothers and there's a weird old dad. Okay.
New peeps in the room. I don't know if they'll ever join again.
And we're not married
again.
To the one weird dad. Just so you know, we've got our own husbands if you're tuning in for
That's
the first
true.
Time.
Imagine no, someone tuning into this particular party for yeah. the first time.
Okay. Yeah. Before the cockroaches died in the fire, they tried everything and then they tried fire. No, it was an accident. Okay. They're actually on a cruise. Because
okay, no, you're not allowed to say any context.
Yeah,
okay.
I know what you're thinking.
Okay, so that actually
this party
money.
Is not allowed.
That actually got some money. They were off the food stamps, right?
Yeah.
Concentrate, Pearl.
Okay,
friend.
Danny's saying mouthing things to me.
I'm mouthing context.
He's doing spitballs on the side of the class, and it's distracting. Okay, so they actually were off of food stamps. They could actually not like count out. Lentils are $1.25. You're like, you know, they were actually like just putting yeah. their credit card, plonking it down
we
on
have
the
to,
Kroger's.
Like, put stuff back
you know?
In the basket.
No, they were just like, I can pay for groceries.
Oh, we were doing well then.
Yeah, they were doing well. But, and they had this big manor being built across the way, right? But they were so happy with their cockroaches and their poor house. They didn't want to move.
Yeah.
They couldn't be bothered moving because
well,
they were so happy.
Wasn't not wanting to move, Serene.
No, you had to get the fire to move you out. That house
yeah.
was gorgeous and over there and you were not moving. You kept putting it off because you loved your cockroach
no,
house.
No, I grew to love my house.
She,
yeah.
she did. She almost missed it. And some of the children were crying when they
yeah.
moved over
yeah.
to the rich house.
Yeah.
But
because
all of
this, so it wasn't the poverty and the yucky cockroaches and the house that was a trailer home that had like holes through it because, you know, raising boys.
I'd already
in a house.
Just changed my mindset at that point. I'd,
yeah,
I was
so that's
learning
what I'm
to.
Trying to say. I'm trying to prove the point that it was none of those negatives that were the reason why you were woe is me.
Yeah.
It was a mindset.
Yeah.
We're in violent agreement. Hey,
yeah.
we have a listener questions come in.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we have so many questions come in
I
all
know.
The time. We're taking one.
We're taking one.
We tried to take a bunch on a previous potty.
We tried and only
got
one through.
One.
That's because.
And it was 50 minutes.
Oh, ouch.
And we could have gone on.
Hey, it was good though. We trailed off into the right stuff.
That was last week, we
yeah.
hope.
Hey, this one's from Food is Medicine.
That's her handler name.
It's actually foodismedicine.thm. I mean, her whole Facebook account is.
This was an
dedicated.
Instagram question.
Oh, was this Instagram?
Yeah, that came from Instagram.
Her Instagram account is dedicated to THM.
Well, that's
Aww.
Great.
She
okay,
loves
well,
you.
What does she say?
All right, she says, what are your thoughts on fresh ground wheat berries for making bread? As I'm understanding, you don't recommend whole wheat. Isn't this form about as pure as you can get? Thanks.
Sure. You're meaning by fresh wheat berries just 100% whole grain wheat kernels that are dry and hard, right, before you grind. And you're just going to grind it in your house or freshly grind it at someone's house or whatever.
You're looking at me like I'm going to answer yes or no.
Okay, so if that's the case, sure. I mean,
well, sure,
I believe,
in the context of what,
well,
Serene?
Let me just say, we're not against wheat per se. There's just better choices if you can afford them. The ancient grains.
But you're jumping it. Poor little sister. May I help you?
No.
You have to. You don't want to just make bread out of wheat. You want to either sour it
I'm
or sprout it.
I'm going to get there. We're just getting the flour first.
I feel
Pearl.
Like arguing with you.
No, we've got to get the flour first. Okay. We've got to get the grain first. You can't sprout air.
No.
You've got to purchase the grain.
Okay.
And I'm saying there is good and there's best.
Okay.
And we've always encouraged, especially before 2020, when things didn't cost so much.
Yes.
We're like spelt.
Or
like kumut. Are the ancient grains that you can, maybe it's emmer wheat. Maybe it's all of these einkorn things. These things that are like the best because they're ancient, because they haven't been messed with a hybridized.
And they do have less gluten in them.
Yes, naturally.
Still have some, but
yeah,
less.
But yes. And so we're saying this is best, but. Like, I know people right now who can't afford the spelt. The spelt has gone up skyrocketing because of the times.
Yeah.
So they buy the organic whole wheat.
Okay.
Red or white. The white is still whole. It's just a form of just the.
Oh, like quinoa has different. You
yes,
can get red
exactly.
quinoa, white quinoa.
And they ferment the heck out of it. They make their sourdough bread out of it. And a full good ferment is going to break down most of that gluten, right?
Yeah.
And we're not talking just, you know, like grinding wheat and making bread without fermenting. Because I think that still has a high amount of gluten. And, you know, I just think if you're going to use whole wheat, mm-hmm. ferment it.
Yeah. Well, it makes first, secondly.
Or sprout it and make those manna kind of bread rolls that from the original book with the baby on it.
Yeah. And if you don't want to make our sprouted recipe, we've got one in the cookbook. We've got a sprouted bread in our cookbook.
Yeah. But that's already sprouted wheat, I think.
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, oh, I know I put one in. Why can't we use sprouted wheat?
Great. But I'm just saying they've brought the wheat. They've got a big bag of it.
Oh, I see.
You can sprout that in colanders at home and then blend it in your food processor and make these little manna rolls. They're delicious. I think our first recipe has it in.
Yes.
But you can look them up on the internet. Similar recipes. But yeah, so I'm not against organic whole wheat. I like organic because I think a lot of the reason people have sensitivities to grain is the glyphosates.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd get organic whole wheat. And if that's all you can afford, if it makes you make artisan sourdough bread at home, more power to you. And I just told my mom, she's like, I can't afford spelt anymore, Serene. Like, go and buy yourself some organic whole wheat.
Yeah, because you're souring it.
Yeah.
It's doing all the things you want it to do anyway. It's becoming less glutenized. It's becoming more bioavailable. It's becoming more digestible. All the protein's going up.
Yeah.
All those things that are almost making it more ancient grainish anyway.
Right.
Now, if you start with an ancient grain, well, you know, you're kind of a step ahead anyway, and then you do the same thing to it. But
if you don't have enough money, though.
Yeah.
Rye is a wonderful natural, and it's cheap, but it doesn't make fantastic bread when it's 100% for most people. It does for me because I love dense bricks.
Yeah.
Most people don't like dense bricks.
I love dense bread.
Okay. So you do
whole rye bread, don't you? And it's pretty cheap. Rye's pretty cheap.
Oh, it's cheap as dirt.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. I do want to talk to you all about another ancient grain that's got no gluten in it. You know, that my daughter has created an amazing bread recipe.
No, not just created. She, I think, got downloaded it from heaven. She's genius.
Well, it wasn't it took her about 100 tries to get it right.
No, I know, but that's genius. The guy that created the light bulb, you'd call him a genius, right?
Yeah.
She geniused this thing up.
Yeah, it had to take a while to do it. But she uses teff. Teff is a completely...
What's the price of teff like though, Pearl?
It depends where you get it, Serene.
But even if you have the money to buy spelt, you might need teff because maybe you're gluten-free.
Well, let me talk about teff. Mm-hmm. Teff, she found a source that's honestly about $3 a pound. What do you think of that?
I don't know because I just don't look anymore.
Oh.
I just order from Azure and it comes.
Well, I think that's pretty good because if you buy teff straight off the Amazon, it's about $8 a pound. Ouch.
Because I buy in these huge 100-pound bags, so I don't know a pie pound. That's what I mean. I don't go look and break it down anymore because I used to buy things in smaller quantities.
Yeah. So, but teff is amazing because it's not only is it gluten-free, that means you know, her recipe is going to come out in a recipe book when she does that. But it is incredible protein-wise. It is incredible with amino acids. It is very easily digestible and it makes the most yummiest bread.
It sours so well. Oh, no, her so bread good. Is blinking amazing and she makes cinnamon rolls to die for with it.
All you gluten-free
people.
Has she
got some now?
Mm. She made some bread this morning.
Could you think I could get a slice before I go
She
home?
Loves to give Auntie Serena a slice.
Oh, yeah.
It's so funny because my daughter, Autumn, you know, she's got the mum, Pearl, who's a drive-thru Sue, right? And she thinks, well, my mum's okay, I'm sure. We get along. We're like friends. But Serene, just like Autumn, idolizes Auntie Serene because Serene's a purist and Autumn is a purist. And she just loved to.
Actually, Pearl, you're not far off purist yourself.
Well, I've become more purist, but not near to the point of view. And whenever I say something, she'll ask me a question and I'll say something. She's like, but what would Auntie Serene say? She wants to know what Auntie Serene would say.
That's so funny. But in answer to that question, go buy yourself some whole wheat organic whole wheat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think, though? Let's discuss this. And I don't think we've ever discussed it on the potty before. What do you think of sprouted breads in the store?
They've got wheat in them.
I know. That just use the wheat. I mean, they're sprouted.
We've always said that's on plan. Ezekiel?
No,
We have. A lot of them, though, are not using fully sprouted grain flours. They have grain flour first.
They also add gluten.
But do you know what I say? I don't think we should make the plan so difficult that you have to obey 1,000 rules. No. Just do your best. Do you know the fact is that even if you want to be on plan and it's coloring outside the lines and you don't even do sprouted or soured bread and you're like, I don't care what they say. I'm going to do my best with Trim Healthy Mama and I'm going to just do whole grain bread and
Dave
make my
killer bread.
Yeah, whatever. That's you. You do you. Yes. If you can get results you doing you, then you should do you.
Do you know what I think the biggest evil is?
It might
is?
Not be on plan, but it's coloring outside the lines and you're doing your plan. That's what I want to, yeah. What is the biggest evil, Serene?
The biggest evil is all this. This is going to kill you. That's going to kill you. This is going to kill you. That's going to kill you. It's saponins. It's then it's like salads and then it's phytates and then it's lectins and then it goes on and on and on. And soon, guess what that is all leading to? Throw in the towel and eat McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's like it's all just too hard. Oh, and the vegetables are going to kill you now yeah. too. You know, the Gundry thing and everything. You got to yeah. get to the point where it's like not everything's out to kill you. Now, we believe in the whole clean food groups,
yes.
right? Yes, we do. And we're not ashamed to say that. We're not talking white sugar and we're not talking white bread and we're not talking about preservatives and chemicals. But the good whole clean, like Danny would say, the food from the earth. Let's not get so complicated.
No, yeah, and there's Optimum. And Serena and I can sit here and talk for hours of what is Optimum. What is Optimum is an ancient grain and you sour it and all these things.
And you'll get best results.
Yes.
Especially if you're a stubborn loser. But we don't believe in stubborn.
Especially if you're trying to heal diseases like inflammation in your body. You always want to do Optimum and stuff. But let's just say that feels too overwhelming for you at this point. Was that flickering?
Yes, it
was. The light was flickering.
You.
I thought it was my eyes.
No.
The light's
going in and out of blindness.
Yes, it was weird.
You're like, I'm an old lady.
Yeah. Then I feel like you've got to make this plan work for you where you're at. And it's almost like what I've done, Serene. I started off so drive-through Sue-ish, you know?
That's why it was so doable for you.
It was so doable. It's always been so doable. And then only with joy and passion have I changed over to things. Like right. kefir to me is not some dirge that I have to try
but people
to be
don't
purist.
Have to it's wait only for the joy. Sometimes they can walk into it with joy.
Yeah, but only when you're ready.
When you're ready. Though, but what I'm trying to say, if people say, salad's never going to bring me joy, so okay. you just stay on the other camp.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can just say, self, with joy, you will eat a salad.
Yeah, what does that mean by ready, though? You mean like crippling and health failing?
I think when you've got some things already kind of
baby steps
that are easy in your life, like you've already figured out, well, hey, I can do oatmeal for breakfast or I can do eggs sometimes. And hey, my lunch works really well with, you know, this easy sprouted grain sandwich and, you know, and my dinner, I really love a salad and rotisserie chicken. It's so simple.
I think what she's trying to say is don't thing one, thing two it. What was that book called? Thing one, thing two? It's not Sam I Am.
Green Eggs and Ham.
It was Cat in the Hat.
Cat in the Hat, right?
Oh.
When he starts juggling everything,
yes.
you know, and then everything's up there. The
remember that
the,
picture? He's
the
juggling
fish in
the
bowl
light bulb.
And he's got the fan with his tail and he's doing all of it.
Yes.
It's like if you feel like that Cat in the Hat, just put it all down and just juggle two things.
Can I bow to you for that analogy? Because sometimes they're so good. I have that picture, you know, the Cat in the Hat book, and he's got the light lampstand and then his tail
and the boat
is juggling
with the little man.
And they're all in the air.
Yeah.
And that's the way Trim Healthy Mama can feel if you're trying to do everything perfectly and optimal and start where you're able and do baby steps. But don't think of yourself as baby your whole journey through because you've got to grow up too.
Right. So
but
start
it will happen.
There. Just start there. Yes.
But Danny, like I have to ask you. So you grew up in a mac and cheese home pretty much and Pop-Tarts and stuff like that. Like a salad, because Serene just said the word salad, and I just want to steer us in this direction because I crave salads, right? But I wasn't always that way. So when did you was there a time in your life where you thought salad was just kind of junk, not appealing to you?
Well, when I was younger, and I'm seeing this in a lot of children, some of it is the way the parents give in and the options they give kids. Like, you know, you already know that.
I do.
But yeah, I was that kid who simply would not eat a salad, fight and cry because now I'm out of my mind because that's what was for dinner. Single mom ain't got it to fight with some strong-willed child and out comes the hot dogs or whatever, you know? And there's like millions of kids all over America. There's people listening now going, that is my life.
Right.
I've got close relatives who would say the same thing. I would love for my kids to eat earth food. They will not eat it. They will scream and cry. They'll stay up till midnight. We'll be fighting the whole time. They'll eventually pass out.
Yeah.
The next day they'll be wrecked as I try to take them to school. I mean, or I try to homeschool them, and then it's just downward spiral of psychosis. But that was me, to answer your question. I was that kid.
Well, yes, but as an adult, you still were kind of lived on a lot of Coca-Cola and sugar and things for a long time in your adult life. But when did you come to, like, because I've talked, you know, heard you talk about men and, you know, placing a nice piece of salmon on a salad and just that. When did that happen for you?
When the pain in my body and fear became so great.
Yeah.
I started being afraid that I was dying.
Yeah.
That my Coca-Cola habits and my mac and cheese habits have finally come to roost. The fear I've had my whole life that, because I always said, you know, one day I'll stop eating this way. I'm going to start eating what I know is real food.
This is such a man thing, because men respond to when incidents happen to them.
Fear and pain.
Apart from the real crunchy guys that are leading revolutions and health, most men, they have to wait for something to happen to them.
Yes. So that's what was happening. I mean, I was even, we were beginning to host this podcast.
Yeah, and you were, I remember you still were bringing your junk in your backpack.
Yeah, I'd bring in garbage and just be like, don't look at it.
Yeah.
You know, just ignore this. Nothing to see here. Tall, extra large McDonald's Coke in a McDonald's Coke cup on your holy table. And y'all would just be so nice. I would see the little tiny glare, but feel overshadowed by sisterly love and acceptance.
I remember, do you know that I remember your wife coming to the Nancy Campbell after church?
Our mother and for me, peeps in the room.
Sitting and just asking for prayer over Danny's lunches at work and asking for ideas on how to help with the healthy approach in the house.
Yeah. And it's
now your earth foods, Dan, right? Well, of course you can go to a party and just, you know, be wise about it, but still have some things.
Sure.
But that went from having a need, like, I'm dying here, my body's shutting down, so I better eat healthy.
Yeah.
But when did that grow into a love and a respect and an all things admiration for these healthy foods?
Yeah, that's such a great question. Like, when does it transition from, I have to save my life, even though I don't like this food?
Yes.
I don't want to eat this way.
Yes.
To, oh my God, I am in heaven filled with the dripping nectar of the orange on the tree.
Right.
And you know, God's very candy.
Yeah.
Is to me like a tangerine now. It's just time. It's
time.
You know what it is? It's getting through the withdrawals from your chemicals. Because that's what those foods are, is they're chemicals. They're getting through the withdrawals, the emotional tie-in. And that just takes time. And at first, it was discipline for me to sit down and like eat a salad. Like right now, when I think about salad, I think really good thoughts.
Yeah.
Like when you just talked about that, on my salad is like crushed nuts, maybe some cranberries.
And you talk about just that
cheese.
Little bit of
and
honey,
a really
or
nice olive oil from Tunisia.
Oh, Tunisian olives dripping across the top of my salad.
Yeah.
I'll take, this is a power move right here.
Yeah.
So this is in very small quantities because it's all you need. For me, y'all would probably be like, not on our salad. But for me, I will take like a razor thin drizzle of like ranch or something. Or anything that could replace ranch.
Right. Creaminess. Some creaminess.
And even thinner razor.
That's tahini for me.
Yeah.
Tahini could probably be good, which I don't even know what that is. And then opposite direction to make the basket weave pattern is a razor thin drizzle of honey.
The creativeness you can do. You said to make the basket pattern.
Yes.
That's what I love about salads.
Yeah.
It's the artist palette.
Oh.
That's why I can't stop with salads, because every night it's like infinite chess moves, you know, and I go to make the same salad and I put the same components in, but just the one tweak makes me feel, oh my goodness, I've never eaten something so good because I just tweaked it. I use maybe a little bit, you know, last night what I did was I always use either if I'm doing cheese, I use goat cheese crumbles or blue cheese crumbles or feta.
Mm.
And I always separate them like they never shall combine.
Yeah.
But then last night I only had a little bit of each. And so I usually do 2 tablespoons. And so I had to just get like just a little bit of each to make my 2 tablespoons. And it was like the most amazing salad because I got a hint of this and I got a hint of that. And
See, that's the salad. It's the hints.
It's the buried treasures.
The power of the salad is those subtle hints that, and you get new little pieces in every bite.
And every bite is a different
Right. A little bit more crunch in that, a little bit less crunch, depending what your fork picks up.
Ooh, yes. I got a tomato in this one.
Yes. You know that little claw that comes at the movie theaters and goes down and picks up and you don't know what it's going to pick up? What
toy? The bear or the watch.
Or your fork.
Or the iPad.
That's your fork in your salad.
I know. And like some nights it will be, some nights I'll use pumpkin seeds or some nights it will be, you know, crushed almonds. Or
walnuts.
And every night is a new experience. All my proteins a little different. Sometimes I'll bake my salmon, sometimes I'll saute it, or sometimes it'll be a blackened chicken on there and I just cayenne pepper the life out of that thing, and there's spice. Yeah. And then there's the sweet, and I always mix my balsamic vinegar with a little super sweet. Because I love sweet and I love spicy, and it's just infinite. It's an infinite chess moves.
It's infinite. And the bed, it's like all rooted in like green lettuce that breaks down cellularly and goes to your cells and gives them power, like on the energy level.
Exactly.
Quantum Dan is in full effect. Yeah, salads are magical. People underestimate the salad. I don't like really thick chicken on top of a salad. No. If it's chicken, it's got to be shredded down to be like a salad ingredient. But mainly, if I'm going to go protein, it's going to be salmon.
Me too. Salad. That's my favorite.
But I love a good hard-boiled egg on a salad.
I feel goosebumps and I could cry right now.
Yeah,
I'm feeling emotional about this salad.
This is the Dan's wife prayer request, and look at him now.
God answers prayer.
He's about to cry for the love of salads.
I'm going to cry over good, healthy food.
You know what I love? I do. I can do tuna. I can do some nice pouch tuna on a salad, but I find if I do tuna, because it's kind of like the plain.
Cold. I like a hot protein.
It's kind of cold, but I can do it if I have those cranberries from Trader Joe's, the unsugar ones.
Yeah.
And then the sweet pops help me with the tuna, and I'm very satisfied with tuna if I have my cranberries.
Hey, right. Let me tell you a secret.
But what about the egg though, Pearl? I do love that egg.
I can do an egg. I can do an egg.
Two or three for me.
Salt on it. Mineral salt on that egg.
Oh, yeah, but you do tahini on it for a salad or no? That's not a
tahini
good thing.
Tahini doesn't hit me right for a
not
salad.
Not for a salad,
for some reason.
Yes, I would agree.
No, I could do boiled eggs. I just don't usually, I would prefer a nice medium fried egg on a salad.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Two.
Oh, a fried egg.
Two.
Where it'll break out and drizzle on it.
Yes. The yolk becomes part of the Danny.
Never.
The yolk becomes part of the dressing.
I think that would be, I thought that would have been counterintuitive, but
no.
When you think of it like a dressing.
You do the medium, you put them on top.
And a lot of dressings have a yolk in it too, you see.
Okay.
So like a Caesar has an egg in there. But and it's hot. And the greens underneath become slightly warm.
Oh, that combo though? Cold and hot? Hey.
The Gina,
we're at a standstill. We have to be quiet for 5 minutes.
Yeah. See which one wants to go first again.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
You know, it's a little bit of a pasture dairy, but I like the good culture. Because it does have enzymes, natural fermentation enzymes, the good culture, and it's grass-fed too, the good culture cottage cheese.
Yeah, the cottage cheese with the brand name good culture. Whatever. I love that stuff.
I love a bit of that on salad.
Oh, it's cold.
Oh, but it doesn't matter. Of a lunchtime salad.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. With some walnuts in it.
Oh, walnuts. I could do it with
a little apple in the salad too.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Balsamic too.
Oh, please. Yes, I could do
celery.
That. It's all about what you put with it.
All right. I want to tell you some stuff. Okay, when we watch movies, right?
Yeah.
And this ties in. We're watching archetypes played out in front of us. We're not looking at the great muscular physique of Wolverine and how powerful Hugh Jackman. Oh, Hugh Jackman as Wolverine is one of the greatest characters of all time. But it's because he's representing an archetype. It is the all-powerful man who can accomplish anything, who can overcome obstacles, who's suffered greater than any other man and has risen from the grave and overcome. It's this ancient archetype. And when we watch that, we're not watching something that is so much greater than the real us. The reason we connect with it and watch is it is what we can be. There is a part in us that is the great overcomer of the grave and the one who has suffered.
Well, not like Jesus, but you mean just an overcomer.
Your
like,
own suffering.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Your child who went
She's
through that.
She's worried you're creating a new religion as we speak.
Well, it just sounded like Jesus, overcome from the grave. And I'm like, that's
Sunday
Jesus.
Morning Serene.
That's my Jesus.
Sunday Morning Serene came
out. And that ain't no Wolverine. That's my Jesus.
Jesus, Dan.
Yeah, yeah. But see, it's an archetype. The reason that the Wolverine character works is it is hearkening back to the one who rose from the grave. That idea.
They're trying to show a little type. But what are you getting at?
Oh, we're going to get there, children.
Just children.
You take the woman in the red dress with the perfect form and the glowing skin and all the image, the idea of woman's strength and a powerful, and the red dress is important because it's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And women watch that and they're like, oh, to be as beautiful as that model, to be as strong. And then, or maybe she's like doing all the kung fu, right? And she's like taking down men twice her size and, you know, snapping arms. And it's just like, wow, what a bad
sounds butt. Like the most not enjoyable movie.
No, I can get into that. I love to watch that.
Oh, right, okay. But see, this is this archetype.
Serena only watches Hallmarks and like having baby shows. Okay, but keep going.
So the thing about what we're watching is, again, not the unattainable. It's us. It's a mirror. And we say, I am the Wolverine. And the woman says, I am that fox who inspires my man, or who women look at and admire, or whatever. The thing is about these actors is, if you knew their diet, it is so, so strict.
Yeah.
It is all, and when I say all, I mean not a drop of anything other than earth food. The reason they get to look the way they do, it's
and
not
you're
just,
speaking from experience, because you're hanging with these people. I'm hanging now, because you're people, Hollywood Dan.
Yes, and even down to the least of us in the green room is like, choice food, the finest of steak. When you eat premium earth food, it matters that day. There's a upregulation in your facial features. Your eyes don't sink in as much. There's tricks they do with water to pull the skin tight across the muscle for men. They do water fasting, which is a whole nother rabbit trail. But the point is that all of us inside, like, we all, like, as gravity takes its place, as we get older, we start to like long, we watch those movies and we long for that like ferocious energy. We see them, just Tom Cruise, just again, running at 55 years
Pearl,
old.
You watched that movie.
Very inspiring.
And you inspired, I was watching you sprinting the next day.
Right.
Yeah, I was.
Right. So we watched that and we all are like, oh, if I could do that, if I had the power to go on a mission and dive off a building and save someone and everything. And we want that vitality. And I'm telling you, the vitality is in the food we eat. There is a nutrition that goes in. The reason Hollywood and they're on these amazing diets is because they have to channel these archetypes of strength and beauty. And it's something that we all want inside of us. And so much of it comes from just the simple food choices we eat. And so when you were talking about like, how'd you go from muscling through and eating your salad, it's because when you start to experience that, when I can get out of bed and just charge through the day without the need for a nap, without being too sleepy to like entertain or whatever, like to be on 100% of the time, to be able to have tons of children and keep up with their energy and be, in fact, have more energy instead of like, ooh, these kids, I got so much energy, it just wears me out. Like to, and yeah, that happens, right? But for the most part, to be able to be like putting them to bed and still able to go do your thing and handle your business.
So it was experience. It was the feeling after a while that changed you too.
Yes, when you walk on the earth, where you used to be, you now feel like a god or something.
Yeah,
you feel, or at least I'm
Sorry,
waiting
Sunday
on
morning, Sunday Serene. Serene.
Sunday Serene's going to be like, actually, in 1 Corinthians chapter 77. But to walk the earth as if you're in this divine vessel, because that's what it feels like when you go from couch potato Dan eating his mac and cheese, enjoying his Netflix, to like an aggressive man with power.
Yeah, I know.
Over your finances and over your children and having wisdom to speak to. Like my sons are, my oldest is 17. Man, I got to lead him like an alpha.
Mm-hmm.
And that requires steak.
Yeah.
I can't lead my son on mac and cheese.
No, you can't.
I don't have the brain power.
It will turn you to a mushy man.
It does. It turns, and I'm like, I don't know. What do you think, honey? What should we do? Instead of that, I'm like, here's what's happening. It's happening immediately, and I don't want to talk about it anymore. Like, I know the answer, and I know what I'm going to implement that week.
And that's so different to what you said on other parties, but you're just feeling that right now. Meaning you like to let your wife express herself.
Oh, yeah. She gets
no, she was
top.
Talking to a son. Honey was the boy.
Oh, honey, no.
Yeah, it was.
Were you talking to Mrs. V there? Or?
You know, I'm not sure. When I get in my
no, because he was sitting.
When
on
I get
the
in my groove, you know,
he's
there's
sitting
no
on the
telling.
Table with the son. I was all there in the movie.
No,
I
saw Mrs. V walk into the kitchen, and Danny was like, "I shall not abide your talking. This is
no,
the way it's going."
He
to
was talking to the son, and the son was like, "Because he's talking about leading his
hey,
son."
Here's
I'm
what's,
on it.
Here's what's beautiful about this podcast: it's a choose your own adventure. You know,
it's 1 Corinthians chapter 77 that doesn't exist.
if in your heart I was talking to my son, I want you to live your life and you live your dreams. But if in your heart I was talking to my wife, you too have been encouraged this
oh,
day.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And you're all invited to my funeral.
We totally have to go though because poor John. Oh, John just went to the bathroom. We've got 5 minutes. No, he's
John
coming back.
John just left and went to the
John
bathroom.
John has to leave. We're he's got so much THM stuff to do after this.
We're trying to close the podcast. Hey, see ya.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.